This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American soldiers today fired on protesters outside the U.S. military headquarters in Baghdad, killing two and wounding two others. The protest was led by hundreds of former Iraqi soldiers. The U.S. disbanded the Iraqi army as part of an effort to sideline supporters of Saddam Hussein's Sunni regime. They are blamed for continued attacks on American soldiers. As part of a three-part series on Iraq's diverse ethnic and religious groups, NPR's Deborah Amos reports the main flashpoint of these attacks is an area in central Iraq known as the Sunni Triangle.
This village is well watered by the Tigris River. Al-Dulawiya is about a two-hour drive north of Baghdad. A few nights ago, thousands of U.S. soldiers raided family compounds on the riverbank. Operation Peninsula Strike targeted what the military believed was a Ba'athist stronghold, ringleaders of attacks against U.S. forces. Two men died, seven were wounded. A successful operation, says First Lieutenant James Pittard.
It was the biggest operation up to that point in the war, and the quicker we can get rid of that old regime, the quicker these people can go on with their lives and go ahead and set up a democratic system.
Bradley fighting vehicles still patrol here. But the U.S. military triumph is a tragedy for the Al-Jaburi family.
My older brother were killed.
How?
By hitting him overhead. Also my cousin were dead in the same action.
Abdullah Al-Jaburi says this home was no terrorist camp. The men who died, a retired teacher and a farmer. The Al-Jaburis had ties to the regime, but they say that ended more than a decade ago when some members of the clan tried to kill Saddam Hussein. Al-Jaburi says U.S. soldiers relied on informers from a neighboring village who targeted his family to settle old scores.
Some of them are jealous because who is educated and who is a gentleman and give their American forces some information against us.
The family is angry at the heavy-handed tactics against a clan that had welcomed the Americans when they first arrived.
Black Hawk
helicopters circle this conservative Sunni Muslim funeral as mourners drink sugar tea. This region is in the center of the Sunni Triangle, homeland to Iraq's religious minority, the core of Saddam Hussein's support, a Sunni Muslim himself. But the U.S. military is learning that in this complex society, not all Sunni Muslims are enemies. Again, Abdullah Al-Jaburi.
Some of the officers came to the funerals and say, we are sorry about what happened. Believe me, I hope no one will shoot a bullet into the American forces. Believe me, shooting makes shooting. The peace is the best way to solve all the problems.
But some Iraqis are shooting American soldiers. You can see that along the highway where the tires still smolder on a military truck destroyed by a rocket-propelled grenade. A U.S. military team is putting out the fire. An hour up this highway is the city of Ramadi, where attacks against American soldiers have escalated from pot shots to ambushes and drive-by shootings. One of the powerful families in Ramadi are the Kherbates. Close to the regime, the Kherbates became even more wealthy under Saddam's rule. Visitors are escorted to a separate building for guests, where a team of men make tea on an open fire. Mishir Kherbate chain smokes as he explains his support for the armed opposition.
The opposition against the U.S. forces and the coalition forces does not come from those who had privileges or are still loyalists to Saddam Hussein and his regime. It comes from all Iraqis because they are defending and trying to liberate their country.
Over a lunch of lamb and rice, Khobait says Ramadi saw no combat during the war. The generals surrendered after Baghdad fell. They are traitors, he says. The U.S. military believes there are many well-armed fighters in this region, encouraged, even paid by Saddam loyalists, to try to exhaust the U.S. military, then resurrect the old regime. Again, Mishir Kherbate.
The opposition that is now present is nothing. The Americans will see something horrible in this country. They'd better get out of this country, or else they will see hell.
Portraits of Saddam Hussein that once lined Ramadi streets have been torn down now, but sympathy for the old days remain. Sunni Muslims have been the power brokers of Iraq for generations. They have lost their influence, their privileges, and for many, their jobs. They have no idea where they will fit in a new Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the Shia power struggle.